This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Oh, five, okay. So.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, so.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the show, we got our good friend John Rappaport joining us momentarily. Also on the video gallery at the website, robertscottbell.com, you will see more videos being uploaded, including one with Ty Bollinger and Chris Wark, done by, well, Ty Bollinger's wife, Charlene, when we were together at the cancer event, the Hearthlight event this weekend. And it basically was, you see the live radio show being done there with Chris and Ty and me, which is kind of cool. But for now, here's the question of the hour. What if they threw an election and no one showed up? My guest and good friend John Rappaport has been asking that question for quite a while and keeps wondering why people keep showing up. Maybe now they'll learn why it really doesn't matter. John, am I exaggerating?
We'll see what happens. You could possibly not be exaggerating. You know, I pretty much know what's going to happen if Hillary wins. If Trump wins, I don't know, but I would be keeping a very close eye on everything that he's been saying and promising, and let's see where that goes.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things we've talked about for many years, and I think you were the first that I know of to write about this idea, what if you just didn't show up? You decided, I'm out of here. I've had enough of this. It's like Lucy and the football. Every time we promise we're not going to take the football away, and, you know, she does again. And we're suckers, in a sense. Now, I'm not here to tell someone whether to vote or not vote. That's not my role. It's never been my role. But I love talking about these things conceptually or in actuality, how it would play out. But with today's article on the election fraud and the revelations you bring out through others that have basically validated that this is really happening, these computer programs that can basically say, certain votes will count for a fraction of a vote. Other votes will count for 25,000 votes. Then the question becomes, is this a legitimate engagement or exercise of what people call a right, which it isn't. It's a privilege, but is it just political theater?
Yeah, I've been writing about this for a long time and trying to alert people to this. And, of course, I'm not the only one. But when you've got a system, an electronic system, that has intentional backdoors in it that open the way for people to get in, officials, and to change the vote totals significantly, I mean hugely, then you do have to wonder. So finally, I see Bev Harris of blackboxvoting.org getting some publicity, well-deserved, very close to the election, because she has unearthed in great detail, and you can see the presentations on her site, that the GEMS system, G-E-M-S, which is used in 25% of all the voting done in America, across many companies that own and lease these voting machines, is a total fraud. It's completely designed to be hacked, and to be hacked invisibly so that even people at the precincts would have no idea what happened. It's there, then it isn't there. a person goes in, casts a vote, and instead of that counting as one vote, it's suddenly counted as, you know, 1,000.67 votes or an eighth of a vote for whatever the candidate is. Could happen either way. So when you've got that kind of system operating and nobody's doing anything about it, that is one of these deals where you start thinking to yourself, what would happen if everybody stayed home and only, say, 19% of the populace voted? That would be a crisis of confidence, saying that we have to get rid of just about everybody in Washington and start over again.
Well, I think about delegitimizing, if you will, a system that has little or no legitimacy. We talked a lot about the bureaucratic oligarchy that exists beyond the elections, right? Democrats come, Democrats go. Republicans come, Republicans go. And you have this large monstrosity that starts squishing and squashing and suffocating the freedom, the lifeblood of innovation out of this country through regulating our behavior. And particularly, of course, we've been writing and researching in the health realm, but that's not exclusive to this. And, that question is, can you vote the bums out and somehow make it better? And I keep looking for evidence that, other than the occasional Ron Paul, that is very rare, where do you have a person that goes in there and maintains the integrity, the conviction, the principle, and comes out unscathed?
The best guy on this is, a regular guest on your show, Jonathan Emord, an attorney, constitutional attorney, and I've interviewed Jonathan in the past. And basically what he is saying is that the unelected run the country from Washington, and we're talking about the bureaucrats, the agencies. And people don't seem to quite get the whole deal here, what's happening. If you are the CDC or the FDA or the CIA or the FBI, whatever the agency is, they're all, for the most part, or most are all under the executive branch. They take laws that Congress has passed, and then they frame a set of regulations to enforce that law. The appropriate agency, like, say, the CDC, would take a law having to do with public health, and they would originate a whole set of regulations. Could be, 60,000 words. And the more you read these regulations, the more you realize that they're twisting and distorting and perverting the original law that was passed by Congress, which itself might be bad enough, but now it's really much worse. That's their game. That's what they do. And then they can go out and enforce their own regulations, which are now unlegislated legislation.
Yes.
And those are the people that stay and remain through every administration, Republican or Democrat. We've seen recently with the CDC regulations that they have proposed about detaining and quarantining anybody virtually in America who is traveling for no reason at all, under the suspicion that they might have a communicable disease that would impact on human health. Forcible medical treatment, forcible vaccination. These are the regulations that are now being proposed by the CDC based on some public health law that they claim is in line with the regulations, which, of course, it's not. So you're absolutely right. This is the bureaucracy, the giant fungus that keeps on spreading no matter who's in the White House, who's in Congress. It doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, and another thing you've focused and written extensively about is this issue called globalism, how Hillary Clinton in particular, but not exclusively Hillary, Obama and others, and even Republicans, have been in that office and have had a globalism-type agenda that is so slowly sucking the lifeblood out of the integrity, if you will, if there is such left, of this country and its ability to survive and thrive and support its own, so to speak.
Absolutely. Hillary is poster child for globalism. And by globalism, we mean those elite forces which have been seeking to reshape the world into one giant glob. No borders, no sovereign nations, no individual sets of laws for each country, but rather international binding laws, financial management of the entire planet at the deepest level, who eats, who doesn't, who drinks good water, who doesn't, who has enough to survive, who doesn't. This is the future that is being locomotized on the train of globalism, and it is seeking to destroy America and Europe in particular, because those areas have stood more than any other for individual freedom and the right to choose one's own life and to live it the way one wants to live it. And that is anathema to these forces of the collective, of collectivism, which is their strategy for taking over the planet.
Yes. I think also, and this is why I like my friend Michael Bolden and the 10th Amendment Center, and they continually put out these memes, and of course they're writing, they're researching, they're doing videos, there are articles on this. The fact that we don't rely on the Supreme Court to interpret the Constitution for us. If it's not enumerated, the federal government can't do it. And so when you know, for instance, when the Supreme Court says, we're going to determine what is the Second Amendment, this right to keep and bear arms. It's like, no, that's not your role. It was pretty much written in there so that everybody would understand it. But now it's become so convoluted and complicated. It hasn't, but we've been convinced that it has, that we have to have these arbiters and deciders for us, which takes away the power from the individual.
The Constitution has been throttled and stepped on in so many different ways, but that is one of the major ways. The whole propaganda attempt is to convince people that if you are for the rights of individual states to determine their own destiny, pretty much, and that only the powers granted to the federal government enumerated in the Constitution are federal powers and everything else is left to the states, then you are considered some kind of monster on many different counts. That has been the propaganda operation almost from the beginning of the Republic and continues to this day. But that is what the Constitution is saying. Severely limiting the power of federal government. That was not an accident. That was an idea that was born out of experience with Europe and, you know, their horrendous troubles.
And the question is, what will the outcome of this election be, and will it make a difference for you and your perspective on whether you love liberty enough to stand for it no matter who gets either selected or elected, depending on which way the fraud winds blow this time? Check out the article. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com and, of course, at nomorefakenews.com. More with John Rappaport next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Perspective? You don't have perspective until you read about what John Rappaport is writing about. In fact, just read what he's writing. Go to nomorefakenews.com. We also, as often as we can, publish here at robertscottbell.com. Great perspectives. Today, of course, talking about the election fraud. And again, it's not John's idea. It's not my idea. It's you know, evidenced by the researchers that have dug this stuff up. So the question is, you know, what happens if your candidate doesn't win? Is it the end of the world as we know it or as you know it? Do you just pack it up and leave the planet, or does life go on? What do you think, John?
Life will go on. And we were talking off air about this. Once again, it all comes back to you, the individual, you who are listening to us here. What are you going to do? What are you going to create for your own future? What are you going to invent that could make the world a better place? What can you imagine that goes beyond what you've already done, as opposed to just staying with everything as it is and just kind of saying, well, that's my life and there isn't any more to it than that? Because that's the basis, to me, of the country.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the Constitution leads you, if you understand how it's limiting the forces of oppression in the form of the government.
Right.
If you do limit those forces, which was the central idea behind the Constitution, and if you could maintain that or go back to it, what are you doing? You're liberating the individual from the chains that bind him. To look at that open, unwritten future and say, what do I want to create in there, in that space? I'm free, I'm independent, I'm powerful, I can do it, so what's it going to be? And those are the choices, to me, that are going to determine the fate of this civilization.
Yeah, it's like if Hillary becomes president and
suddenly the vaccines are mandated on a federal level, and the Supreme Court says, oh, yeah, that's constitutional. Are you just going to roll up your sleeves? Sure the hell not. I mean, it doesn't change me and what I'm going to do or not do. And I think that's the reality is people suddenly say, oh, my gosh, the authoritarians have gone a different direction than the authoritarians before that I did like. It's like, stop it with looking for these external authorities to run your life. And you're over-investing. I see on my wall, like on Facebook, people are freaking out with all these memes, anti-Hillary, anti-Trump, pro-Hillary, pro-Trump. I'm like going, man, this is a really strange reality where we can invest so much emotion and fear because this person will get in or this person will get in, not realizing all of the powers and energies behind those people that ultimately end up as puppets, although I will grant Trump the potential for not being puppet-like compared to others.
Right. I agree. It's taking your future and putting it in the hands of somebody else and then hoping that it reflects back on you. That's a pretty sad formula. And the degree of mind control on this planet is so profound that most people can't see their way clear to what we're talking about right here. They just don't see it. It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't have any impact. It just passes them by like an airplane in the sky, and they go, oh, that was kind of interesting for a second there. No, it's about taking hold of your future and saying, I'm independent, and making a stand, and then saying, what is the great future that I can imagine, and then work toward making fact in the world. This is where change actually happens. This is liberation. This is what we're aiming for.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, you can favor one candidate over another, but in the long run, it comes back to you, whether you like it or not.
And it is really the moment of empowerment again. It's like, well, you're right, man. I've been throwing all my energy and power and fear and everything, and they're eating it up and spitting it back out all over me and controlling me with it.
Yeah, that's right. That's the game. To make somebody think that they only have a future if it can be reflected back at them by somebody else. If nobody believed that, we would be living in a far different country right now, I can tell you that. And the election would be kind of a yawner. Yeah, okay, we have a president. But, you know, his job is to really limit the power of Washington. We understand that. That's what we want. Because we're all free. We're all responsible. We're not thugs. We want to create something great as individuals.
Yeah. Stop asking for permission where none is required. You've heard me say that before. John's with me on this, I know. Create the life you want. Use your imagination. It's a gift from that which created us all. And no amount of Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump can change that unless you let it. You know, that's your freedom as well. Freedom to be enslaved. Not here, not now, not ever. At least the enslaved part on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks, John Rappaport. Love you.
Thank you, Robert. Same here. Great.
What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong. And we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're having a good time here because we got John Rappaport on the show. Always love having John with us. I'd have him on all the time, man. He's a brother, man. And it's so exciting because of we get to see through a lot of the lies that cause the fear, the trepidation, the angst, and the anger, because there's plenty of it. Super Don, you know, the whole thing about, you know, on Facebook, I usually don't like to do a lot of politics on my Facebook page, but a lot of people will post stuff and they'll link your name in it, right? And
right.
It'll appear on your page. I don't see half of it, and then some people yell at me for that. I'm like, dude, I didn't post it. So I'm linked in. I'm like, just chill, dude. Chill.
You know, it was funny. I was looking through, because, you know, look, Facebook is a great resource for stories and news. And you'll find things on Facebook that you won't necessarily find in the normal channels that you go to, you know, the normal sources. And so I was scrolling down Facebook today,
looking to see, oh, you know, what might be going on, you know, health-related stuff. Because usually, between you and me, there's a lot of health stories, right? And I'm scrolling down, I'm looking, I'm like, Hillary Clinton, Puma, Anthony Weiner, Dakota Pipeline, Hillary Clinton. I was just like, wow, there's like no health news on Facebook right now because it's just inundated.
It's all of that, yeah.
With all the politics.
Well, and that's why I love having John on to talk about the fact we can go beyond it. It doesn't mean, you know, some people say, well, you want Hillary to be. No. I've been vocal about what my perspectives are on the election. But I'd like to be much more vocal and direct that in the end, it doesn't matter. It matters more, like what John said. It's what you do. It's what you believe. It's how you live based on your belief that will overwhelm anybody's ability to take you on from D.C., Hillary or otherwise.
Listen, I still hearken back to the late and great Jerry Doyle, who, you know, basically he just said, look, you know, what you do is you just stick your elbows out and you say, this is my space right here. This is my turf right here, and nobody's going to touch it. And all you can do is just do the best you can to minimize the impact of government on your life.
Yep. And, of course, the founders had that in mind by restricting them much, much greater than we're doing today. So we'll leave that at there. And if you have a question or comment about that, you can call me 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or leave a message up there at robertscottbell.com. So back to the questions of the day. We had a few last hour. We're catching up. This one's from Valerie. She says, hi, Robert, and all your awesome guests. Yes, they are awesome. Thank you, Valerie. My son has hepatitis C. At least they say he does. You know what I love, Super Don? People listen. When they write in and talk about, for instance, hepatitis C, and they hesitate to say, well, maybe he doesn't, right? Because, as I've said, there is significant dispute by those who can read the medical literature that call into question the isolation of something called hepatitis C. That doesn't mean there isn't a problem with your liver if they tell you you have it. It means that if you're chasing a virus with $1,000 a pill drug and then they say you're cured, they're probably scamming you. Okay? So I think Valerie's on to something here. She says, I was wondering if you've heard of Dr. Bert Berkson's protocol for hep C. Have I heard of Bert Berkson? He was my 500th guest, wasn't he? That was my memory. We had him on as our 500th guest.
That was a while ago.
Some years ago, yeah. We're well into the 1,000 something or other. But, yeah, Bert Berkson, great guy, doctor, who for me was one of the most profound moments when I learned he was a fan of this show. I felt like, wow, we're really doing something good because I respect that man immensely, that what he's done with his alpha lipoic acid and, you know, his recognition that the liver is everything. And so Valerie's recognizing it. She mentions the ALA. She mentions selenium, milk thistle, and B vitamins. And I say, anything Bert Berkson tells you to do to heal your liver, I'm there. I'm with Bert, okay? I'm with Bert. Like that's a Hillary thing. I'm with her? No, I'm with Bert. Can you offer any suggestions? It scares me to think of the medications and procedures he will have to endure. Thanks for all you have to do, Valerie. All you do. Valerie, yes. I mean, do any of all of that. As I talk about homeopathic detoxification from time to time, drainage remedies, whether you get them from King Bio, he has the detox things, or things that I would like to come out with eventually, that's going to help you a lot. Selenium is definitely a key thing here. Coffee enemas, another thing to reduce the burden on the liver by dumping out the toxins very rapidly via the bile ducts into the colon for immediate removal. Dandelion, every day, dandelion. Eat some dandelion greens, have some dandelion tea. That's also good. Liver, kidney. Anything that heals the liver is going to facilitate a recovery from what they call hepatitis C. Even though I don't perceive that there is something called hepatitis C, that it's just liver inflammation for years, sometimes decades, before they say, oh, now it's hep C. A, B, C, used to be non-A, non-B, now it's C. And as I said, whether they call it D, E, F, or G, the liver is the key to everything. It's the most regenerative of our organs, and it can be recovered. You can heal your liver. So, Valerie, you're on the right track. And I'm happy to help out. You can write me again. Hopefully your son is open to this as well. Because the targeting with drugs, remember, they're toxic by definition. What is the liver? The liver is your filter for toxins to bind and excrete them. You add to that burden at your own risk, at the peril to your own liver. Silver also plays a significant role in recovery because it can stop viral replication, whether it's hep C or something else. It's only going to help in that recovery. All right, so deep breath. Let's go to the next one. D is writing in, says, hey, guys, so here's my problem. I haven't gone to the bathroom for 7 days, and I just noticed. Yeah, I just noticed. Dude, if it took you 7 days to notice, D, you're not paying attention. Seriously.
Wow.
And I don't, like, it'd be like, I haven't had a menstrual period in 7 months, and I just noticed. D, come on. Get with the program. This is your body we're talking about. You can't not go for 7 days and not notice. She says, I haven't even got the urge. I'm really worried, actually. Is this really bad? Well, maybe. Especially if you're eating. If you're a God eater, as they're calling it, those that supposedly take the ethers, the air, and eat that, maybe you don't have to poop. But, dude, if you're eating food or dudette, it's got to come out somehow. I forgot to mention that I had my gallbladder removed in August, and since then my digestive tract has been a bit funky. A bit funky. You don't
say.
So
the plot thickens here.
The plot thickens. Sometimes I'm constipated, sometimes I'm not, and I'm the opposite, right? The variability, diarrhea to constipation, I've talked about that over the years. Sometimes I'm regular. Really? Not when it's been 7 days. I haven't been constipated for this long, though, and I have a bad anxiety, so I'm making myself think the worst, honestly. Yeah, when you got crap circulating in your system, anxiety is going to be a natural extension of that. Is it okay to keep eating even if I haven't gone to the restroom? Well,
well
I think
you kind of have to eat, right? I mean,
I would say fasting may be something to look into now if you can, but we'll see if we can get there. By the way, my meals are super small. I eat in small bowls like a kid because since my surgery, my stomach isn't so well, actually. Is this maybe why I haven't gone? Because I don't eat much either. I'm really scared I'll keep eating and end up throwing up or something. Ugh, my mind is the worst. Any advice? Should I get a bunch of laxatives or take natural stuff like prune juice? D. You know, you've asked a lot of questions, and I can't play your doctor on TV or radio. But I will say, before resorting to laxatives, moving things through, have you done the Silver Aloe protocol? Have you, you know, aloe can help move things through beautifully. If you contact Stockton Aloe One, go to ALOE1, the number one.com, and order some fresh frozen aloe and start drinking that every day. Move it through. I would rather have you had temporary diarrhea than have you constipated this way. Now, if they've removed your gallbladder, that means you've got the constant drip, 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 drip. And so the digestive processes are disruptive. And, you know, I don't know what you're eating. You're telling me you just eat a little, but I don't know what that is. Is there enough fiber? Is it all refined? I don't have enough to go on to give you a definitive answer, D, but I will say a coffee enema might be in order because of the auto-intoxication that occurs when the bowel is not evacuating. And if you don't have enough material there to evacuate, there's something else going on, and it may be serious. Yes, I'm not trying to alarm you, but there are legitimate times where you might need some kind of scope or scan that says, all right, there's not a blockage. Right? You're not in abject pain, terror and pain, according to what you're telling me, but you're more anxious than anything else, and that can happen with constipation. Detox that liver. Get on some homeopathic liver detox. Make sure selenium's there. Yeah. Prune juice? Sure. Absolutely. What was it that used to be done in days gone by? Grandparents would give you a certain kind of oil. Do you remember what that was?
Cod liver.
Not cod liver. That
wasn't it?
That would make them go. To make them go. It's a certain kind of oil that was like, oh, dude, you're going to go fast if we give you this oil.
Castor oil?
Castor oil, thank you.
That's it, okay.
Castor oil. Because you can do castor oil packs and put it externally over your liver, too. But there's some detox not happening in your body, D, and it does concern me. You're not going to keel over tomorrow, I don't believe. But if you need to, a GI doc just to diagnose what's going on. Of course, their remedies are all drugs and surgery, so that's not your best recommendation there, perhaps. But if you get on the Silver Aloe protocol, hopefully you can have things move through. And, D, do write me back if you incorporate any of these ideas and start moving things through again. King Bio has the gut detox remedies, the upper GI and the lower GI. Call up King Bio, 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245, and get those too. And they're also listed in Unlock the Power to Heal in the chapter on gut. All right, one last question. It's an easy one. Hi, Robert. Do I continue to take my regular vitamins when I do the aloe silver detox? Well, it's really a cleanse, but yeah, I understand the concept of detox, too, and that's from Donna. Well, I don't know what your regular vitamins are, whether you should be taking them in the first place. You didn't tell me what they are, but if they're whole food, then yeah, you can still take them because you're still going to be eating. I don't say you have to fast while you're on the Silver Aloe Protocol. What you're doing is reducing the inflammation of the lining of the gut, eradicating dysbiotic microorganisms, yeast, etc., and upregulating the regeneration of the healthy lining of the gut. You can certainly take a break from your vitamins at that point if you want to give the full healing. You can fast a little bit if you can, but you can still take your chromium, your selenium, your silica. Silica is really important for regeneration of connective tissue, and that even includes the connective tissue that holds together your intestinal tract. So it's your choice, Donna, lady's choice. You can keep taking them or you don't have to, and then you can go back on them after. And remember the probiotics. Because when you're on this gut protocol, you'll be doing some cleansing. You want to replenish. But thankfully, we know now that even at 2,000 times the reference dose, according to the EPA, that silver does not disrupt the gut biodiversity. At all. At all. Dude, nothing a medical doctor learns about has that capacity to do what I've just said. Until they learn about the things we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Or until they read Unlock the Power to Heal, or until they get my next book, which is all about silver, coming up. All right, next, shrinking what? Am I going to have to talk like this? Is this another Zika story, Super Don?
Are you afraid of Zika yet?
Yeah, well, they're going to try one more time to make you afraid of Zika. We'll tell you about it.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty?
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
If you're thinking about purchasing a memory foam or dial-up your number bed, don't buy one just yet. Not until you experience the customized bed everyone is talking about, the Reverie Dream Supreme Sleep System. Reverie Sleep Systems use patented Dream Cell mattress technology with over 200 adjustment points for the most comfortable sleep of your life. Find out why Hollywood celebrities, professional athletes, and doctors are raving about their Reverie beds. It might be Reverie's zero-gravity setting that relieves pressure on your back and legs, or the anti-snore function, or Reverie's 101-night promise. If you haven't had the most amazing sleep of your life, you can send the bed back for a full refund. Right now, Reverie's radical new hybrid mattresses are changing the world of sleep. They combine velvety memory foam with the breathability of natural rubber, so they don't sleep hot. Call 866-882-3300 right now for our free guide to great sleep. That's 866-882-3300. Or visit Reverie.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
We may have finally solved the age-old question of how did Tiny Tim sing so high?
That's right. You know, I mean, listen, a lot of people have wondered about that.
Right.
Because nobody sang like Tiny Tim.
Nobody did it like Tiny Tim. But now, could it be because of the Zika virus?
Listen, science says.
Right.
Right? We're going with science here. And I think this, you're not, I'll bet you, right now. I'll bet you $100.
Yeah.
There is nobody on radio, nobody in the media that has connected the dots like this.
This is why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is exclusive.
Obscure facts you will find nowhere else in broadcast media. There is a new article on CNN about Zika. Because, you know, they're like, dude, that Robert Scott Bell, he's just not scared of Zika yet. We got to keep working a different angle. Every week, a different angle.
Listen, they've been trying. They started off with the microcephaly, then they went on with the delayed onset microcephaly,
right. Mm-hmm.
And it's just they keep coming out with all these things about you know how Zika's gonna get you, and this one here, this is directed at the men.
This may be the one. Zika shrinks mice testicles. That's it. There you go. Now everybody run because Zika's coming after your testes. Boys and not girls.
They just won't stop.
Won't let it go.
I keep shaking my head going, this is a virus that's been around for how many years?
Yeah.
Zika we haven't had
is
all
going
the...
After, yeah.
It wasn't doing this stuff then.
No. But evidently Tiny Tim acquired this while he was overseas. I don't, this is ridiculous.
Well, you know, Tiny Tim, he used to sound like, tiptoe through the tulips, right?
Right. Well,
then he got Zika, and
and all of a sudden, oh man, no, that's bad, very scary.
Yes.
Well, listen, also, you know, obviously it's a little bit silly if we talk about what's really going on with Zika, because 12,000 women down in South America infected with Zika had 12,000 healthy babies, and as of yet, the so-called delayed onset microcephaly hasn't happened either, or else it would be front page news. The idea here, of course, is what's really causing destruction to male testes is xenoestrogens. It's kind of like what we talked about with Dr. V to open the show today. This is not just impacting women. It's all of the xenoestrogens from plastifiers, from pesticides, much less the drugs that they want to put women on to prevent breast cancer that actually cause breast cancer. And also going back to, I think it was Brian that asked the question of the day in the first hour about the gallbladder. And then we covered the gallbladder question with, was it with Dee? Or was it, yeah, I think it was with Dee. Dee had it removed. And you see what happened to her. She's having a whole mess of trouble. And so if you're still considering having your gallbladder removed, as the doctors are trying to tell you, Brian, because you had 3 episodes in 3 months and nothing last month, I want you to think about what Dee is going through and say, you know what, I don't want to go through that. You don't have to go through that. But there's a lot you can learn by listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Heck, I learn a lot from the board ops at GCN sometimes about wild and crazy things.
Only a few of them.
Only a few, right. Actually. Yes. But, yeah, no, very good. Very good stuff here tonight. And, you know, tomorrow we've we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger, as we do each and every week. And who knows what other surprise guests we'll have on. We've got the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. I'll tell you about what's going on because I've got another trip this week. But I'm adding a lecture into the show notes today, into today's notes. So you got to check it out. I'm not telling you where it is. I'll tell you when it is. It's Saturday, December the 17th, in the midst of the Christmas shopping season. For those of you who want to take a pause in Central Florida, you'll have an opportunity to spend an afternoon with me to unlock your power to heal. All right? If you go to robertscottbell.com, you'll be the first to know where it's going to be and when it's going to be. But Saturday, December the 17th, I've got the last official public event of the calendar year.
Before Dude, that's my birthday.
Yeah, we'd be happy birthday Super Don as well.
There you go.
Yeah. Before we go, 2017 to Davenport, Iowa, with the Integrative Lifestyle Forum. Thanks to Mandala Integrative Medicine and Joni Abbott. All right, folks, that's it for a great show. Thanks, John Rappaport. Thanks, Dr. V. Thanks, Super Don. Thanks, Tom. Remember, folks, God's honest truth, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at truehealthfacts.com. That's truehealthfacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your guns.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.